From BPR News, I'm Elena Rivera. 1 in 4 Buncombe County residents reported having more than a week of poor mental health in a month. That's according to a 2018 report by the county's Health and Human Services Department. Finding and affording a therapist are pretty common issues. But for historically marginalized communities, there are also a lack of providers that can relate to their experiences. I reported on the challenges of finding mental health providers of color in Western North Carolina. Up 3 flights of winding stairs in the Flatiron Building in downtown Asheville is therapist Michelle Alvarez's office. It's bright and colorful. A large tapestry with a red and yellow mandala covers one wall. A patterned chair faces the couch. It's far from a rigid clinical space. It feels more like a friend's living room, and that's on purpose.
It's just a conversation. It's not like on TV. We're not scary people. It's just talking.
Alvarez started her therapy practice in Asheville a little over a year ago.
I think the public perception is that Asheville is predominantly white, and I think we're underestimating how many people of color there are here.
She says for people of color, there's added barriers to getting services that white people just might not know about.
In Hispanic culture and Black cultures, you kind of expect it to tough it out, and therapy is for crazy people, and why would you go air your dirty laundry to a stranger, and that's not going to help. I think maybe some people might see it as a luxury for white people.
While Alvarez serves a variety of people, being a therapist of color means she's more aware of the lived experiences of her clients of color.
And it's a sort of shorthand and a familiarity that we share with our clients, not having to explain everything. It ends up being more comfortable for the therapist and for the client.
But there are a lack of practitioners in the area, even as Asheville's population is changing.
I can't think of one single Black therapist that I know of, and only one other Hispanic therapist.
For example, Alvarez is one of the only therapists in Western North Carolina who works with people who speak Spanish. She has one client who
drives 2 hours each way.
That's tough.
Yes. That's a lot of pressure on me. I gotta give them the best service I can.
And Alvarez isn't the only person who's noticed the lack of practitioners of color in the area. Sharon Pitt and her husband have been in Asheville since the 90s and involved in mental health advocacy. They've worked with Western North Carolina's chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness for over 20 years. Pitt says one reason she thinks there's a lack of mental health practitioners of color is that Asheville is professionally pretty transitory.
And one of the problems that I think that we have in getting Blacks in the psychiatric profession here in Asheville is that for young people, professionals in general who are Black, Asheville is a pass-through place. It's just one step on the way.
Pitt and other advocates struggle to find Black practitioners when connecting residents to mental health services. Kathy Avery is a registered nurse with the Asheville-Buncombe County Institute for Parity Achievement. It's a nonprofit organization that helps provide health education and treatment for low-income people of color. When asked about the number of Black practitioners in the area, Pitt and Avery looked at each other and...
Okay, you held up 2 fingers.
Sharon and I are both putting up 2 fingers as far as we know, but that doesn't mean if we dug deep and long that we might not find maybe 3. But I'm pretty sure on one hand that that's pretty accurate.
In 2018, Buncombe County Health and Human Services highlighted mental health as the top issue to tackle in the county over the next 3 years. But in the meantime, Alvarez and other practitioners are laying the groundwork for a conference in the following year that will help provide training for therapists in the area and increase their understanding of cultural barriers. For BPR News, I'm Elena Rivera.